Good morning, everyone. We are going to do Basics 2.0. Today is the weekends, the celebrations, and the trips talk. So I'm going to give you guys all that information. We are waiting on everyone to show up. So it's going to take a minute or two to get all of you here. And while we're doing that, I will just tell you that if you are a Clubhouse listener, we just finished a good Clubhouse. We are now going to be putting the Clubhouses into the public podcast. So we're not going to need to drop them inside of the private member podcast anymore. We have decided to make those replays on the public podcast. If we ever do one that we're not going to put inside the public podcast, we will give them to you in the private member podcast. So do not worry about that. Clubhouse is also now open to Android users and all iPhone users. So everybody can get in. And if you need invitations, there are plenty of people on here who have invitations that can give you one. Also, on June 4th, that Clubhouse free public live is going to move to 9 a.m. Central Time. It's going to help all of our West Coast girls be able to attend. So we're going to move it to a little bit more friendly time for everyone. All right. So let's talk all about making sure that you finish Basics 2.0. We have another week left. I want everyone to be a finisher. Do not forget to tag your accountability partners, shake the bushes, get people listening, tag them in the Facebook comments so that they'll watch the replay. Make sure that they know it's in the private member podcast. It's also on the website over at nobswomen.com where you can listen to these calls. They are super helpful. We literally pulled the most requested topics when it comes to the basics to walk you through the entire month on how to solve them, how to make them easier for you to execute. So that, like, what I want the basics to be able to be done is that in the moments when it feels hard or you don't want to, or you're noticing the resistance, I wanted to give you enough things this month that you could override that. So that when those moments come, when it is a little bit difficult, that you have some extra tips, some tools, some ways to think about things so that you can override those and get into the habit of doing them. The whole goal of the basics is to get you into action doing them so that you can start believing it's probably not as bad as I think it's going to be. Or once you do it, it's like, wasn't as bad as I thought. Very often, our brains are making things a way bigger fucking deal than they ever need to be. Our brain is throwing up excuses. Oh, it's probably going to be like this and everything else. And that's why today we're going to talk about weekends, celebrations, and trips. Because if there is ever a time that our brains want to make something hard, difficult, confusing, not able to be done, it is like, it's hard to get through a weekend, so different than the weekdays. Like, we don't even think of that as a thought. And guess what? The moment you start thinking that weekends are so different and they're harder, your brain kicks into what is called visualization mode. So what you think is going to create a picture in your brain. A lot of you will say, like, I'm not good at visualizing. That's bullshit. You're all good at visualizing. The most of you are just visualizing a fucking nightmare when it comes to doing your basics, when it comes to going out on the weekends, going out to eat, taking a trip, having a celebration. You visualize yourself being tempted. You visualize yourself going face down. You visualize yourself gaining weight. You visualize yourself not able to say no. Guys, that's the wrong kind of visualization. But you do it over and over again when you don't get managed in your mind, when you're not actively listening to how you're talking about it and being like, oh, wait, do I really want to visualize failure? Do I really want to visualize myself walking around aimlessly at a buffet, looking at all the things I can't have? When you don't tell yourself how to think, that's what you do. And guess what? If your brain is getting practice reps on visualizing doom and gloom, failure, overeating, you gaining weight, then when it comes game time, it's only practiced one thing, overeating. getting away from, like it will say, like, let's just eat to get away from the fear of the gaining weight. So we have to be more mindful about these things. All right. So we're going to visualize. Guys, we're going to start with weekends, celebrations, and trips. Success. We're not going to visualize what's hard. So here's what you do. You write in your planner. You use those fabulous journaling pages. And you're like, what does success look like on the weekend? What would I be doing that's easy? On Monday, what will I be feeling that's different than what I felt last week? What would I be doing different this weekend? What are the things that I could look forward to outside of food? And what are the food-related things that I will do this weekend and keep my mind about me? So we want to make sure that we're not focusing on what's going to be hard. The first thing we want to do is we want to focus on what success looks like. If it was easy, what would I be thinking and doing? If it was fun this weekend, what would I be thinking and doing on the weekend that's different than what I'm normally doing? If I'm going in and I'm thinking the only way to have a good time is with food, and I wake up Monday morning beating myself up, that's not called a good time. That's called delaying a bad one. We have to be truthful with ourselves. A good time doesn't have a back-end negative consequence. The next thing that you're going to do is you're going to visualize the obstacles, but you also overcoming them. So what a lot of you do is you visualize what might be hard. Like if you're going to be going out to eat, you'll see yourself struggling to know what to eat, to being confused because no one will tell you where we're going. But what you're not doing is you're not saying, like, so the obstacle this weekend is I will be going out to eat 3 times and I don't know where we'll be going. And the way that I'm going to overcome it is by doing these things. So it's not enough to just visualize what's hard. It's like, let me just, what are the obstacles this weekend and how will I overcome them? Put your brain to work on the solutions, not just on what you're afraid of. And then I want you to tell yourself this as you're doing everything. What if all of this is easier than I think? What choices would I be making? What decisions would I be making? What would I be telling myself all weekend long if following my plans and losing weight on the weekends and at celebrations and on trips was easier than I think? I've been doing this work. I'm going to Vegas for, I think, 5 days next week. And I did all of this yesterday. I did my obstacles and strategies. I visualized success. I sat there and wrote about what it will look like to have, like, what drinks do I want? What foods are not worth it? What can I tell Chris? What are the things I can set up ahead of time? I just really went through and made a very detailed plan that by the time I got done, I was like, there is so much relief in knowing what I'm going to be doing next week. Now, I have no idea where we're going to be eating. Not a clue. But I made, like I taught you guys the other day, I made my doable foundation. I know certain places that we've gone in the past, so I can look those menus. I know we're going to be at the pool for about 10 hours a day. I know that we're going to be drinking, so I know what drinks I'm going to have. I know what their menu is. I've already told Chris, when it's time to eat, here's what you can order me. Just tell the server. And I put Chris in charge of it. That's it. That's like 10 hours a day. I don't even have to worry about. When it comes to the dinners, if we're going to order room service, I've already looked that up. If we're going to go out to eat, I know I can get a steak and veg anywhere I go. There's a lot of steakhouses in the Vegas, and I plan to go to some of them. Steak and vegetable, easy peasy. So it's like I just went through and made a lot of decisions. Now, One of the things I want you guys to remember is that the weekends are where we need to make some ground, because weekends are 30% of your entire year. They're not just a couple of days. They are not for us to like just be like, well, I'll make up for it. They're 30% of the year. That's like 30% of your weight loss. It's a good chunk. If you're going to lose 100 pounds, that's 30 pounds. So we want to make sure that we're paying attention to them. When I go into the weekend here, especially when I was losing weight, here were questions that I liked to ask. How can I enjoy myself and lose weight? That's a really good question to ask. A lot of you are going into the question with a shitty thought of like, I don't know how I can lose. There's no way to lose weight and enjoy myself. How can I say no to my favorite foods? That's a bullshit question. It's like, how can I include things I love? And how can I say no to bullshit that I don't really love, but I end up eating because I give up on myself? There's a better question. How do I want to think and feel about my weekends? A lot of you need to do a little bit of like getting your thoughts clear around how you're thinking and feeling about your weekends. So do a thought download on your journal pages on what are my current thoughts about the weekend? And then look at each and just like list them in order. They don't have to be in order, but like list. I like to do lists. And then I draw a line down the piece of paper. And then I ask myself, is that a helpful thought? If it feels bad, it's not. Is there another way that I could be looking at that thought? Guys, this is great stuff to post inside the Facebook group and discuss, or take to Ask Coaches and discuss. Like, here's my current thoughts around the weekend. It's either setting me up for the weekend to be harder, or it's setting me up for me to learn how to make weekends be a weight loss boss machine. And then what can I do to make the weekend easier on me? For a lot of you, we used to have a lot, used to have someone in the membership. Her name was Marie. I don't know if she's still a member or not, but she always did a food prep for herself on Thursdays. She knew that the weekends were easier if she would just go ahead and cook a little bit of food for herself. And she was married for herself on the weekends because her and her husband loved watching TV all weekend long. And he liked to order carry out. And she was like, I would rather like cook my food on Thursday, have everything ready. That way he can order what he wants and my stuff is already done. And then we just eat together. Like, thinking about how you can make weekends easier on yourself is a really good question. Now, with celebrations and trips, start with the end in mind. I always like to think about, like, for vacation, I asked myself, how do I want to feel when I come home from vacation? I knew that I wanted to feel rested. I wanted to feel proud. I wanted to feel relaxed. And I also wanted to feel motivated to get back to work. So that, knowing how I wanted to feel, helped me figure out how I wanted to show up. Because if I come back feeling those things, then I would have done these things throughout the weekend. And then in order to do those things, what did I need to think and feel to get those done? So I created a lot of really good thought patterns ahead of time. Guys, this just helps you get super clear. It takes the bandwidth away from all the fear that you're going to gain weight if you have a celebration. The more you clean out your brain and the more you think about what you want to think and feel on paper and stuff, the less amplified your fears are. Your brain has something else to think on. One of the other things is to, other than food, what else is important, fun, and memorable about this trip? This is, for me, really important. I did this work again yesterday on, you know, if food is not the important thing, if drinking is not going to be the important thing, what else is important? What else is fun? What else is going to be memorable? I started thinking about the poker games we're going to play. I started thinking about, y'all are probably going to laugh. But I started thinking about like dancing on the side of the pool, like with all the other grown-ass women who are going to be shaking their ass this weekend or that weekend. I started thinking about blackjack. I started thinking about, are we going to go downtown to Fremont or not? Like, I started thinking about all the other things that were going to be fun. So that I wasn't just sitting around worried I'd overeat, worried I'd like donkey because I'd been drinking. Like, my brain is going to chew on something. I would much rather it chew on what's going to be important, fun, and memorable outside of the food. And then I'll only be eating a small portion of the time. Can I let my thinking not dwell on that? So this is like something that I was thinking about. When we are on vacation, when we go on trips, when it's the weekend, we're not really eating that much of the time. Even if you are a foodie, you're still not eating the majority of the time. But our thinking is like we are going to be eating from the moment we arise until we go to bed. When we're eating breakfast, we're thinking about where we're going for lunch. And as we're on our way to lunch, we start planning what we're going to eat at lunch based upon what we're going to have at dinner. And then we start thinking about, well, do you think we're going to need snacks? Like, we spend so much time on trips and celebrations and stuff focused on the food that we forget that there's other things to think about. So it's really important for you to think, if eating really is only a small portion, how am I going to match my thinking to it only being a small portion of my bandwidth? So that means that when I notice I'm trying to figure out, like, well, this meal is based on this meal and this meal is based on that meal, and what do you think? Like, when we're doing all that, you have to stop yourself and say, what if we just really enjoy this meal? And when we get to the next one, we can figure that out. What I have at this one won't ruin or make the other one better. There's just this meal. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? And when I get home, will I be proud of this choice? Will I be grateful to myself for making this choice? Will I even, like, as you're sitting there on your vacations and stuff, and you're looking and you're at your celebrations and on the weekends, sometimes we're eating things and it's like, if you just ask yourself, will I even remember eating this in a week, 2 weeks, 2 days? If the answer is no, and it's not going to be memorable, then ask yourself, just can I do without? Why do I think I need this right now? Maybe I don't. Maybe I just need to be mindful. So let me talk to you about the scale. This is more for the trips and the celebrations. Bam. What goes up must go down. This is always my theory when it comes to vacations. I do not weigh when I first get back. Every now and then I will, to prove to myself that I can think anything I want about number. But I can promise you, when I go back, even if I am, like, you know, getting my movement in every day, doing my walks, being like on my A game, like I'm going to do a little drinking, I'll eat some nachos or something, y'all, I can be up 7 pounds when I get back. 7 pounds of shit, dehydration, my body holding on to all of it, and then flying. So normally Corinne just doesn't weigh, because it is not a true reflection. So normally what I do when I get back from vacation, I give myself a week, or at least, like, if I'm gone, like for this vacation, I'll give myself a week. So I'll leave next Thursday. I will get back home on Tuesday night. I won't weigh again until at least Sunday or maybe even the following Friday. And what I will focus on is, like, it doesn't matter what I weighed when I got back. What matters is, what do I do when I get back? Do I dwell? Do I keep the party going? Do I think I fucked up on my vacation and then I just keep eating like shit? Or am I spending time while I'm on vacation looking forward to getting back to what I normally eat? Making sure I've got good foods in the house. Appreciating that I'm the kind of person that goes home, drinks a lot of water, gets her movement back in, like gets back into her habits. I keep some habits when I'm on vacation, but I'm always thinking about how much I love my lifestyle at home so that I look forward to implementing it when I get back. I'm not spending a lot of time beating myself up, worrying if I lost weight and all this other stuff to where I've not even thought about my lifestyle. My brain has nothing to look forward to. It's only in fear. Because what do most of us do when we're in fear? We eat. So I always tell myself, if the scale goes up fast because I'm on vacation, it's going to come down fast too. There's no way I'm going to do that much damage on vacation, especially if I'm being mindful. There's just no way. There's no long-term damage. I've been taking vacations, lots of them, for years. I've got plenty of evidence that I can come back home, get right back on track, talk nice to myself, look forward to my lifestyle, feel every single day, poop getting better, all the things. I know what I can look forward to when I get back. That little bit of like, yes, this is how we live every single day. That has always been motivating for me. The next thing is do a constructive review for future trips. So I do this each time. Whenever I go on a trip, when I get home the next day, not only do I have everything like ready to go, but I do a really good review of, were there any habits for future trips I don't want to repeat? If so, what are they? And what could I think and do differently next time? I always have that re-entry plan, which means that, so for now, what I do is I have Aunt JJ. She will come to the house on the day that we're going to arrive back home. She will load the fridge and she will order us a shipped. I will like text her and say like, hey, will you order all these things? The whole house will be ready to go. When I used to not have Aunt JJ and it was just, you know, good old Corinne, I would take Chris home and I would drop him off with the luggage and I wouldn't even walk in the door. Chris would take all the luggage in. He wouldn't unpack it, unfortunately. That was left for me. I would go straight to the grocery store. So when we traveled home, whether it was on an airplane or whether it was, you know, driving, I made a grocery list. And I made a grocery list of easy shit that didn't require prepping. So I would buy us frozen dinners, cut up fruit, bag salads, rotisserie chicken. I get sushi from the deli. Anything that I could find that was super simple, that's what we did. And the first thing I would do is come home, load the fridge with all of that. So we had no excuses. We didn't need to eat out. We didn't need to do anything. Another thing that I used to do too that's super helpful is we used to order from a restaurant. We would order like three things of fajitas. And I would just tell them, you can have all the tortillas. None of us really eat tortillas in our family. And I would ask them, instead of chips and tortillas, can we get extra steamed vegetables? And then for a few days, guess what we had? Bag salad, fajitas on top of it, extra veggies if we just wanted like meat and veggies. We had plenty of rice if we wanted meat, veggies, and rice. We did it that way. And I would just be like, keep your chips and keep your flour tortillas. And they were always happy to give us vegetables. So we did that also if we just wanted to have something different. So I used to always like make sure that I had a good reentry plan that could get us through a few days and that we would be very happy to eat. And then the last thing is today's call to action. So we want to go back to our worksheet that we did this Wednesday on the doable eating out foundation. What thoughts do you need in order to make your doable eating out foundation work for you? Visualize using them. So what I want you to do is I want you that next trip, that next weekend, that next vacation, I want you to visualize yourself using the thoughts and doing the things you said you would do. That whole doable foundation worksheet, guys, works just as well for weekends as it does for anything else. And then I want you to see yourself acting that way in your mind. So you're thinking the things, you're seeing some of the obstacles, you see yourself use a thought, you see yourself act in the way that you want. And then I also want you to see yourself in the future. I want you to see yourself at the end of the weekend, feeling proud and journaling about it. I want you to see yourself coming home from vacation, looking forward to all the things that you knew as an OBS woman, loading your fridges up, taking true care of yourselves and stuff. That's the call to action. All right, guys, that's it for today. I will see you guys on Monday for the I think that's the last week of Basics 2.0. Don't forget, tag people, get your accountability groups going. Like, this is not the time to let your foot off the gas. This is the time to double down, use the weekends to catch up. If you haven't watched all the videos, that's fine. Jump in where we're at. It is not like I just taught you something about weekends that you can't apply, even if you missed every other call this entire month. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.